This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Voted number one with listeners, the DJV program. But that's no surprise, is it, to you? You all know we're number one. You're number one with us. We're number one with you. Number one is Jennifer Horn. Number one is Victoria Keelan. Number one is Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. I can play number one, too. We're working on Monday, the 13th of May, for those of you who may not have yet tuned into what's going on here. And let's find out, as a matter of fact, what is going on. What's going on? Shall I sing a chorus of that? Or not, Jennifer?
Let's just skip it, I think, probably. Well, if you're just joining the week, and gosh, a big news story that is waiting for us, courtesy of Iran, the U.S. Navy fleet went to the Persian Gulf to ward off potential threat to American commercial interest. They now are also looking to stick around there a while. The Pentagon on Friday announced plans to send the USS Arlington and the Patriot missile battery to the Middle East in an effort to deter actions from Iran. The maneuver came after National Security Advisor John Bolton said the U.S. was sending the Abraham Lincoln Group, remember last week. That was when this tension started to escalate. It doesn't seem to be going away.
Why is it escalating? What's either side doing under the circumstances to make it worse than it was?
I don't know exactly if there's anything other than that their sanctions have been tightened and increased. Israel has, remember last weekend, they got 600-700 rockets sent into their country from Hamas with ties to Iran. So they're just feeling their oats. So I guess that's what we're doing. We're trying to show a strong military presence there, too, to try to show some strength in that area. Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, was on CNBC this weekend. He said that the move to deploy the military team in the Gulf came in response to intelligence reports about possible Iranian attacks. They've seen reporting. They've had, I guess, some pretty serious intel, including some intel confirmed from Israel that says it's real. It appears to be something current, and it's the things that we're worried about today. He said in the event that Iran decided to come after an American interest, whatever that may be, when you hear American interest in this term, it's usually something going on in Iraq or Afghanistan, the Secretary of State added that, or Yemen, or anywhere in the Middle East. He said that we're prepared to respond in an appropriate way. He said our aim is never war, but it's always to make sure that they know that we're serious and that they can't get away with this stuff. So that's what's going on. Not a great way to start the week because, well, the leaders of Iran specifically are
Leader.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, they are kind of out of touch. You talk about this all the time, Doug, with what the people of Iran actually want, but they're not to be taken lightly. True. So,
So our response, measured perhaps, needs to be measured. I have very little faith in John Bolton. I know you love him, Jennifer. I don't see him as a brilliant. He's not intellectually as challenging as some who have been in that position. Let's see what all this work. It sounds to me, it's kind of like what goes on in so many circumstances with politics, whether he's learned well from us, perhaps, maybe that's a way of looking at it, because we all know that most people, making reference again to the Iranian people, but our country is not solidly behind all of this activity and hasn't been. You go back before George Bush, you can go back a long time, even World War II, I suppose World War I. Some of the wars after the Civil War where people didn't want our population, and large numbers of our population, didn't want to get involved in things that had nothing to do with our immediate interest. So the argument has been made more and more and more over the years, the last 130, 140 years especially, that these things are in our interest. When Teddy Roosevelt declared war and the Spanish-American War, when he went down to Cuba, all of that stuff, there was really nothing in our interests other than the egos of the people who are our leaders. You can find little bits and pieces. The killing of Archduke Ferdinand is what started World War One, and that was all about it's these the egos of these people. I don't know how you change that reality, frankly, but we all get wrapped up in it. Look at how we started. We've spent 5-6 minutes talking about this now, and how does that, not that it's, it all, in my mind, ought to be about how we better lives, how our conversation should be, and our efforts, and our work, and our time spent making things better for ourselves and for others. There isn't a lot of that here, frankly, but it is information, and it is controversy, and it is something to contemplate, frankly, because you don't really know. If you have a son or daughter that's in the service, and they may be stationed on one of those ships, and they could be in harm's way, it is certainly a concern to you. It is. It's definitely a concern. But to what end? And that's the thing. You'd like to, I would like to, I'm not going to say you, I would like to think that each day of our lives, we make things better for ourselves, for the people we love, for the situation in general. Keeping a lid on it is almost all we have, is all we can do, it seems. There's always a bucket that's about to explode one way or another. Now, that can come from the circumstances that we describe here that are sort of man-made. They can come from things in the weather. There hasn't been, we haven't had, and this is the entire East Coast, from the Carolinas up and inland, from the Carolinas, if you want to cross the central south, Midwest, the upper Midwest, hasn't had a good week for months. Months and months of horrible weather. This past weekend, I sound like I have a cold. I don't really, but I was out working on the farm in the rain yesterday because we just don't have any chances. I mean, have any choice. There's so much work to be done. And I had a full crew there yesterday, and everybody is, we're trying to find work inside that needs to get cleaned up. But you got to get out in the weather. We all get soaked. It was cold. The cold. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I think about 43 degrees here. And it came on early Sunday morning. It's supposed to continue today, although the sun's out here right now. But I was listening to both Kara and Victoria talk before we went on the air in this hour about how cold and wet it was. There's snow 40 miles west of here.
I was going to say, there was snow in Western Mass, so my friends who live up there, and they just were sending texts and stuff, they couldn't believe it.
Right.
This time of year, friends of ours in Denver got snow, and that's not that unusual.
Out
for
there,
like,
it isn't
super
that unusual,
late, late spring skiing, but you don't expect that in New England. And Portland, Maine, apparently got snow flurries, and Vermont is getting maybe more snow this week. It's kind of nuts.
And we got lucky in D.C. a couple weeks ago. You know, at the beginning of April, we had, I think, maybe 2 weeks of 70s and 80s, and you know, it's humid, and there was some rain, but that kind of happens in spring here. But I think everyone was a little surprised by how hot it was. And then for it to immediately, I mean, by May, it's normally consistently in the 70s or above. And for it to be in the 50s for a couple of days and raining, it's horrible. I mean, I brought all of my boots and everything back out of my closet, even though I'd already put it away.
Yeah, the warm weather, the warmest we've had here is 70 degrees. And that is last year at this time, it was 80, 82, 83, 84. The warm fat. It's just something that's on our minds and kind of annoying one way or the other. The City Council of Somerville, Massachusetts, tell us what you think. I want to know each one of you, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, think about the City Council. They're approving lowering the voting age to 16. Is that a good idea? What does it bring into question or concern? There was a home rule petition that is the first time I've ever seen this anywhere. I don't know if you have it going on in your area. First time here in this state to have voting age moved to 16.
Is that so, just for local elections, or is that for everything?
It doesn't appear to be for local elections. The home rule petition would cover all elections. So
I think if they have classes in school that are actually teaching how government works, and I mean, we always talk about civics classes and stuff.
Yep.
Then
yep.
Maybe it's okay. Maybe is there a very large population of teenagers who are really involved in politics? I don't know.
More than ever. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think now there are. But
I don't really see how much of an impact it has if they aren't actually teaching classes to get people involved or, I don't know, having community activities. I don't really see it making that much of a big difference.
Who,
I think it's a way to, for people to try to steal elections by trying to convince a group of kids. I think it's a...
Well, this is it, yeah.
Terrible, terrible idea. Make it 18. I do agree with you, Kara. Civics should absolutely be brought back into schools. The fact that it's not is not okay by any stretch.
Well, it's almost like a plot. The right. dumbing down of America is a plot. Whether you buy that or you don't, I certainly see strong indications that that's what's going on. The number of the at least around here, the political persuasion, never mind of the teachers, but of the community in general, it's like where Jennifer is. There's no equality, really. And you can say, well, that's because the people who are running are no good in that party and the other party is better or smarter. No, that's not it at all. If you are teaching youngsters as they come along with equal focus, and I know that's not happening here, what it's like to be, what does the Republican Party stand for? What does the Democratic Party stand for? What is our civics, what is our civic duty? And what civics, in a sense, what government means to all of us, that's something that isn't, it isn't being taught. It isn't. So this is, knowing the community, it's very political. And, yep, the kids come in, oh, isn't that wonderful? Every single city councilor is a Democrat in that community, and the mayor is a Democrat.
Well, what does it matter about political party? What if this was a Republican state who wanted kids to vote at 16?
I don't think it should be that either.
It shouldn't
be
anything.
The problem is that the motivation, as Jennifer suggested, is completely political and not about society and not about, in general, making government better, but making it one-sided. It's not, we have very, and we've had these problems before on both sides. That's the problem in my mind anyway. Maybe you agree, maybe you disagree. I think there's a serious problem in this country in terms of, and it's brought about by both parties. The Republicans have brought on the angst against them by themselves on their own. And the Democrats have as well. Look at the leadership of both of them. Back to what we were saying about Iran and leadership everywhere. There's a dearth of good leadership. And this on the surface, you see the kids come into the city council. Yeah, that's wonderful. Let's all vote.
Well, if we don't support that, then I think one thing that would be interesting is just having more events within the community teaching people kind of how to vote and where to find information and stuff like that. Because I think
how to vote, yeah, physically.
So many people turn 18 and then they go to vote and they don't really know.
Well, that's because they aren't taught, Kara. You're right.
That's what I'm saying is that I think that's an important thing. I don't know. It's kind of like the minor leagues of voting. You know, before people can actually vote, teach them how to read the stuff and understand it.
Because
I go through the ballots and I'm like, I don't really know what this verbiage means.
Oh my gosh,
it's all confusing.
How about teaching everyone should take a class on what those extra ballot measures even mean? No one can understand them when you read them. You know,
you don't even
really
know what
funny
you're voting for.
Well, I agree with you guys, but I actually don't think that we should teach a class how to read them. I think we should require that it's something understandable and straightforward instead of trying to trick
adults
you in propositions.
Yes,
yeah,
totally agree.
Yeah,
right.
Because that's ridiculous that they write propositions that way. A yes is a no is a yes. It's so stupid.
Mm-hmm. I posted something on the DJV Facebook page about this very thing or something close to it in terms of what we know, what we don't know, the number. I posted how much we're being covered now with sort of gamma rays from everything. Everybody on the planet is exposed to radiation now, and it's because of all the devices. And then we're creating we're creating zombies. Something to think about, really. 21, well, make it 20 after the hour.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Unmistakable sound that Brian Wilson created for the Beach Boys. So here are some notes and lyrics about people who are friends. And you can certainly feel and hear the influence of Brian and the Beach Boys kind of music. So here's an interesting combo that I would never have predicted would take place. Music news at 24 after the hour here on the DJV program, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I embracing Brian Wilson going on tour this summer with the Zombies. It is creating music that goes back to the 60s. The tour is titled Something Great from 68. Wilson will perform songs from two of his favorite Beach Boys albums, Friends from 68 and Surf's Up from 71. With Al Jardine and Blondie Chaplin, who will be with him on stage. They've been with him forever. He and Al Jardine have stayed friends, even though Mike Love and some of the others have sort of tried to etch away at that. And then there's the Zombies. They're going to open each show with a full performance of their album Odyssey and Oracle from 68. Let's crack this up. I've forgotten how much I like the Zombies. I was watching the induction to Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
They were good.
They were good.
I think that's where this came from, because there are so many people who kind of discovered the Zombies just by watching that show.
Right. Yeah, right, exactly. So the tour will not kick off till the end of August in Vegas, and then a stretch all the way through the end of September. You can buy your tickets through Ticketmaster if you want to. I find it hard for... I'd like to go to a lot of these concerts, but I can't plan that far ahead, frankly. And really, it's hard to do that. Anyway, so they're going to be in Vegas and Indio, California. The casinos that are all over the place in Southern California there. Phoenix, Indio is near...
Palm Springs
and those.
Yeah, it's near Coachella, actually.
Yeah, right. And they're going to Phoenix. They actually got a bunch of California dates, including being at the Greek Theater on September 12th. Now, that might be something that I would go to with you, Jennifer.
Yeah, that's fun.
Huh?
That's a fun one. That's a great venue, too.
Yeah. I've never been there, either.
So outdoors. It's like a little mini Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah. Going to be up in Oakland. So it's mostly a West Coast tour.
I have a feeling, though, they're gonna add more dates. They're only doing the Beacon Theater in New York, but I think they're going to be adding more dates.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be a very popular tour.
Yep. I agree with you. Yep. All right, so that's the story. Zombies and the Brian Wilson reality put together here. Next up, musically, for us to consider what's going on with Vince Gill. He's dropped his first single off the new album people have been talking about. A song called The Letter to My Mama. Huh. Apologize, Mr. and Mother, for being selfish and getting too old to need you. Let's listen to this for a minute. Of these 60-some odd trying hard to just say thank you as I wipe away. Pretty appropriate for Mother's Day, huh?
Very nice, yeah.
He said he began the project as a songwriter's record, wrote or co-wrote all 12 of the tracks on this album, Down to My Last Bad Habit. Well, that was the 2016 album. It wound up being more information than I'd envisioned, he said about this album. A friend sent me an email saying, you could have only written this record after living 60 years of your life. There's no struggle in these songs. There's truth in your experience. Isn't that kind of what we want from some of our music anyway? To think about it. So good for him. Sounds like a good song, frankly. Vince Gill on the DJV program with a new tune at 28 after the hour.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that saves you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tons of rain has caused flooding in Texas and Louisiana. Patrick Burke of the National Weather Service says river levels will remain high this week.
One of the big weather stories that's going to continue for a long while now is all of the flooding along the major rivers. The whole length of the Mississippi River is essentially in flood stage now, and other tributaries out towards the Missouri River and places in East Texas. That will take a long time to drain.
Chairman Adam Schiff of the House Intelligence Committee says that Congress must fight to preserve its oversight rights before the judicial branch, pushing back against the White House's efforts to block them.
They're just stonewalling. They want to draw this out as long as possible, and we're going to fight it. We are fighting it.
Schiff on ABC's This Week. This is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that.
that you're trying, everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Minutes past the hour. It's the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria with some trending news to start us off. Victoria Keelan, our lovely lady from, well, I was going to say New York, but Jersey girl.
Yeah, I am a Jersey girl, but I'll always be a New Yorker at heart. Julian Assange is trending, and not for a great reason. Sweden has now decided to reopen its investigation into an allegation of rape against him, and Swedish courts actually found probable cause on several occasions for Assange to be suspected of rape, and so now a decision on the filing charges have not been made yet, according to the prosecutor. However, she said, I would like to make this the following very clear. My decision to reopen the preliminary investigation is not equivalent on whether or not to file an indictment with the courts. This is a matter that we'll have to revisit. And she said that Assange has yet to be formally charged with rape. But, of course, this is something that has been following him around since the, I don't even know what year it was, 2011 maybe. Mm-hmm. He worked with Chelsea Manning in 2010, and that was, of course, over essentially stealing military secrets and then publishing them on WikiLeaks. And so they had originally, as he was holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy, they had dismissed the charges based on the statute of limitations running out, and now apparently they're going to start everything up again. So yet more bad news for Julian Assange. He's been sentenced to 51 days in a British prison. He still is facing some extradition threats from the U.S., so we'll see where this ends up going. I'm not really sure what the U.S. would actually charge him with, or if they would take him over, you know, bring him over here and put him in jail here. I'm not really sure, but I know he's he'll be a guest of the British police system for a while.
Yeah, he's a big trouble.
With fire. Yep. So here's you mentioned Chelsea Manning. She has been released from federal prison. Lawyers told a couple of media outlets she was released after a couple of months in that Alexandria, Virginia detention center. She was taken into custody in March when, remember, she refused to testify for a grand jury that was looking into all this stuff with Assange and WikiLeaks. The grand jury has expired, so she goes free. Well, she's free for now. She could go back behind bars. A legal team said she was served with a subpoena to appear before a different grand jury next week. So where does her money come from to pay for these lawyers? What sort of money does it cost to have?
I don't know, but she might get donations and stuff. There might be people
have supported her. I think there was a GoFundMe for her. I'm pretty sure. I think
she was in jail for 7 years. Remember, she had a 35-year sentence for leaking all this stuff to Assange, and then it was cut down to 7 years if she got on a good behavior or whatever it was. But
I think it was actually didn't Obama overturn her?
He did.
He
commuted her sentence.
He commuted her sentence.
Right, right. Yep. Okay, so today is Fair Trade Day. We always look for something to celebrate every day. Let's celebrate the things that happen in the world that are good for workers, that are good for bankers, that are good for our economic system in general. And this is especially important these days because we have a lot of conversation going on. This is, once again, a challenge, as we were talking the last hour, about what youngsters are taught in school about the realities of life when it comes to voting and understanding government. How many people do you think who are 14, 15, 16, never mind understand it, or even being taught what all of this before us, the current events? I always loved current events when we were studying. It would come up in lots of different ways. I think I've told you on occasion, four or five of us from different disciplines would get together and we'd create curriculum that everybody worked on together. This would be a perfect thing. Every once in a while, my mind goes back into that, thinking about how people are teaching and what youngsters are being taught. And so in this circumstance, understanding the economic system, understanding why it costs what it does to buy whatever it is that you are buying, clothing, perhaps a car or electronic equipment, whatever it is, how many people understand our system, the taxes, the tariffs, the trading that goes on in the world? We have one sort of global economy, and a lot of people don't understand how labor is mistreated in other countries. We treat labor in comparison. Labor here and in Europe is treated quite well, as opposed to how labor is treated in Asia, let's say, even in some of the quote-unquote more advanced societies, certainly in Africa. Labor is treated awfully. I mean, it's really, when you get down to, you can say what you want about Vietnam being changed, but some of the people over there in Cambodia, Vietnam, make a buck a day. So, and in the smaller islands like Jamaica, some of the islands in the Caribbean where they grow a lot of coffee, and there are clothing, Puerto Rico, places like that, those people that are doing that work, they're getting paid a pittance. And they still live in poverty, so that's why the fair trade movement has some value and is a great teachable moment for people, perhaps, today.
You know, it's also a pretty easy thing to do, especially as Americans, because the Make Trade Fair campaign is a global thing. There are a lot of bands and musicians that have made this something that's very visible at concerts to raise awareness. Yeah. And so all you need to do when you buy a bag of coffee, it has the Fair Trade little symbol on it. And
yes,
chocolate,
it does.
Especially chocolate bars. If you buy a chocolate bar, don't buy gross waxy Hershey chocolate. Buy like real chocolate, and it has the little Fair Trade symbol on it. It's very easy to support this movement.
I buy the See's chocolate when I walk through the airport, LAX, Jennifer, and I've never... This is when I go through next week. I'll be coming back a week from today from another weekend in L.A. I'm going to go over to the See's Candy. I'm going to look at the box because I have never looked at the box.
Well, they make all their chocolate here. So
they're in-house, I think, right? In this country, they're all made here.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's one of the things. I think Warren Buffett, his company owns See's now. And he's very much a stickler on this sort of thing, if I'm informed correctly. It would seem that most of the companies, not all of them, we could look into this, but that are in that portfolio are people that would honor this sort of movement, if you will. So food for thought there, literally and figuratively. In sports news, a Southern California yoga studio, Jennifer, accused Dennis Rodman, the former NBA star, of stealing more than $3,500 in merchandise, including a 400-pound crystal. Yeah. How in the world they could manage to do that?
Can you put
the
that
vibes,
in your pocket?
I don't think so. This was
How
in
do you
Newport
steal a
Beach.
400-pound crystal. I don't understand
Very
that
good
idea.
Good question. Yeah. So apparently Rodman and a couple of his pals, including somebody who used to work at this place in Newport Beach called Vibes Hot Yoga, entered the studio and stole merchandise that they saw taking, and they got them on video doing it. It's not like they were all that smooth about it.
So Rodman, things aren't going well for Dennis Rodman these days, is what you're telling us.
Well,
I thought he was sort of back on the sober, straight and narrow, but I guess
he's
not.
He's a dip crapper. So he's gone in there. Rodman said that an employee actually asked him to move the crystals, and he tried to help, being, quote-unquote, the good person that I am. Yeah, right. Okay. Meanwhile, all the TV stations in L.A. have got the video of this woman stuffing merchandise into her purse, and Rodman went in to create a diversion while that was going on. That's really what happened.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, exactly. What is going on? Speaking of that, the Dodgers still playing, I guess, right, Jennifer?
Yeah, they're still
in first
yesterday,
place,
didn't
they? Oh, they're still in first place. Oh, I see. Yeah,
how are the Red Sox doing again?
They're kind of in the crapper.
Well, the Bruins are doing well, so you've got one good Boston team.
There you go. All right, so who was it? Were the Nationals, who'd they play yesterday? They've actually won as much as they have because they've had a light schedule. They're playing weak teams. And that's why the Dodgers are doing as well as they are. The Red Sox
have
a tough schedule.
They've actually had the most aggressive part of their schedule the first month of the season. So,
really?
Yeah.
Okay. How about the...
So well informed, isn't he?
They played, I think, 25 games with one day off.
Really?
Right.
Oh, that's such a shame. And they have how many days, how many months off a year? Baseball players have...
I don't know.
Three, four?
You know the schedule, Dougie. You could do that.
Yeah, you sound like you know what you're talking about.
That's good. I'm glad. I sound like I'm talking about it. That's good. Perfect. All right. So what's going on in the NBA Finals? Anybody watch the Golden State? And once again, those California teams, man.
I watched the East Coast ones yesterday. So the Toronto Raptors won in Game 7. And I guess the Portland Trailblazers won. So they were on the West Coast. And they also won in Game 7. So both of them were pretty exciting. It came down to, like, the last couple shots. It was super close at the end. So it was fun.
Okay. Television report brought to you by Martha and Marley Spoon. If you are bored with dinner options, you'd like to get rid of unhealthy fast food choices in your life, make a choice. And here's a good choice for you to make, courtesy of Martha Stewart. This is a really interesting. I tried this myself, actually. The food's fabulous. And they're giving away 3 full-size meals, the new meal delivery kit, Martha and Marley Spoon. What to do? You ask yourself, I want to get these 3 free meals. What do? You go, you pick up the phone, iPhone, and you text the word fork to 246-810. All right, you got it? Got the number? Ladies, get ready. Do this. Text the word fork to 246-810. Great food sent straight to your door. Fix the good meals with the healthy choices of food in less than a half hour. Lots of recipes, so get it now. Fork, text FORK to 246-810. All right, let's see what the television situation is here. I thought it was interesting to note that the admission scandal involving those two television stars, now they're going to make a TV show out of
Oh, of course. That. You knew Why that not? Was coming. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So, and I also saw that that Liz, what's her name? Not Liz. What's Laughlin? Lori Laughlin?
Mm-hmm.
As being enticed to come back. Apparently she's not been pushed out to, I forget what show.
The Fuller House?
Was it?
Well, it was Where Cries the Heart or When Cries the Heart, some Hallmark show that she was doing, and they let her go after she got arrested.
Mm.
But yeah, I think maybe. What Doug is saying, that maybe that Fuller House hadn't made a decision yet.
Oh, gotcha.
To fire her.
Take her back. They like her, though, still. They've been kind of supportive of her. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. So there, a TV show on the car.
She can play herself in this movie. She's free.
And Victoria's Secret is going to leave network TV. They've been on ABC since 2001. The viewership is awful. Why would anybody watch this? Now, this is where I think that the sexist nature of the executives of the networks of television, the people at ABC say they're taking a fresh look at every aspect of our business. Well, I think people are just tired of women being paraded out, naked women who are not that attractive to begin with. They get paraded out, and so what is there to that? Unless
well, I think women are women really
women
made
are tired
up even
of it?
The, women made yeah. up the bulk of this audience, and
really?
I think women and oh yeah for forever. There are some guys who you know would tune in or whatever, but mostly it was women watching it, and I think women are just sick of seeing stick figure Kendall Jenner. No offense to Kendall, but like I think women are just so sick of seeing zero. Diversity in that show, where we're seeing it more and more. Lots of different body shapes are being represented in other companies and brands, so they're way behind.
Let's hear it for different body shapes. Hooray! So, Jennifer, with that lead-in, what do we have It's the end of the season for a Bull, even though he's got a bad rap. That show's coming back next year. What else?
Yeah, so the season finale of Bull is tonight on CBS, and it starts before that. They've got a couple of reruns of The Big Bang Theory, but then they also have a new episode of The Code before the season finale of Bull on ABC.
That looks like a pretty decent show, by the way.
Yeah, I think so. I think it got renewed, too. The Bachelorette is returning. Of course, season 15, this is Hannah from the previous season, from Colton's season. She's back as the Bachelorette. That's at 8 o'clock, followed by The Fix at 10 o'clock. That's all new on ABC tonight. On the CW, also some season finales. They've got the season finale of DC Legends of Tomorrow and Arrow. That's the season 7 finale. 9-1-1 on Fox has their season 2 finale. They'll be back, and they just announced a spinoff with Rob Lowe for next year, so that's a good franchise for Fox, followed by the second episode of Paradise Hotel. NBC has got The Voice tonight at 8 o'clock. They've got the top 8 artists performing for America's Vote, and then they have a new episode of The Enemy Within at 10.
Rob Lowe has a game show on Fox, so he's developed quite a relationship with them, it would appear. Coming up on 10 before the hour here on the DJV Show.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A token and toner of our appreciation.
May is Customer Appreciation Month at Staples.
Right now, you can earn 15% back in rewards when you purchase $75 of ink or $200 of toner.
That's no small token.
Just our way of saying thanks.
You're welcome.
Not to you.
Oh, right.
15% back in rewards on ink and toner. Now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
And 5/18/19. In store only. Visit staples.com/15 and rewards for details.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains. Pains, right?
right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Monday, May 13th on the radio and in your ear. This is the DJV program. It's Tech Talk time. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan. Just as an aside, any news on what happened in Baltimore last week, the cyber attack? The computer systems were all paralyzed. They get things back to normal?
Yeah, they did. They recovered pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. They did?
Yeah.
Okay, so that takes care of that. Good news. If you're in Baltimore, I guess it is. All right, let's get to this new study, Victoria, showing safety and health risks of going on to the Uber or Lyft. You see the Uber IPO news on Friday. They kind of started and people were trying to make, you know, it didn't get to 45 or whatever it was, but they raised like $20 billion. That's a ridiculous amount of money.
It was a rocky first day of trading, but I think that really we'll see how it ends up over the next couple of weeks, if it levels out or, you know, if it goes back up again. But so Uber and Lyft, there's a new study out, and this is pretty disturbing. It's the study of how clean is the back of the Uber or Lyft car that you get into. And experts actually say that riding in the back seat of a rideshare vehicle is germier than a toilet seat and potentially more dangerous than sitting in the front. The average rideshare vehicle has 219 times as many germs as the average taxi cab. Wow. Soak that in, because everybody, I know all of you guys, you California people,
dirty
you and Jen,
cabs,
you're always knocking the New York City cabs. Well, all the Ubers
cabs
and Lyfts.
In general. L.A. cabs are filthy, too.
Yeah, well, apparently not as bad as an Uber or a Lyft. And so they say it's 35,000 times germier than the average toilet seat.
May I ask
ride
a question?
Ride shares, yes.
Who paid for the study?
This is from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety.
Okay. Because, you know why I'm asking the question.
Yeah, because you think that the taxi cabs are paying for this?
Yeah, I do.
So in total, the ride shares have an average of 6 million germs, rental cars have an average of 2 million germs, and taxi cabs have an average of 27,000 germs. Now, the reason for that is taxi cabs are actually cleaned by the taxi companies on, in between each shift. Ride shares like Uber and Lyft, they never get cleaned. It's up to someone, whoever owns the car, it's up to them to kind of, you know, clean them, and apparently they really don't. So they say if you're in the back of an Uber or a Lyft, the window buttons have an average of 5 million germs, the seat belts have 1 million germs, and even though the door handles actually aren't as bad, they have an average of 1,800 germs. That is actually still worse than, like, if you own your own car, that's still a lot worse than that. And then as far as safety goes, they released a study, and this is something that has really opened my eyes. If you're in an Uber or a Lyft in the back seat, definitely wear your seat belt. They say passengers have a much more likelihood of a head-on collision, of dying during it, because the front seat passengers always survive due largely to the lack of safety advancements in the back seat. They say seat belts in the back seat do not perform as well as the ones in the front. And so you're at a serious risk for chest and head injuries if you are sitting in the back and you're not buckled up. So make sure you definitely do that, because that's something a lot of people don't do.
With Uber has always been very, well, if you can get them, you can't get them anymore. That's why I don't use them anymore, because they don't show up. But they have always been clean, any of the Ubers I've ridden in. And I've ridden in some cabs more recently than Uber, and they're just dirty. Ugh. But it's interesting talking about rental. I always rent pickup trucks when I'm in L.A. I never rent a car. The pickups always seem to be, because not many people rent them, they're always cleaner. And under the circumstances, because fewer people rent them, they're cheaper. They're clean as a whistle. That's something just for you to keep in mind.
Well, rental cars are clean too, so they should be better.
Most of the time, yeah. All right. So, what does this senator from Missouri want to do?
Well, Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri wants video game developers to stop using loot boxes and pay-to-win microtransactions.
What's a loot box?
It's essentially like you get to a certain level while you're playing the game, and you can buy a loot box, and then it gives you extra life, and it gives you extra layers like you can get to, and things like that. It's like a little... It's exactly what it sounds like.
Something
loot box
for video games.
Yeah, so if you're paying... And the problem is, kids are... This is all... These are free games, but then kids are actually spending sometimes almost as much as $150 to get a bundle or a loot box. And so they want the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, to enforce this rule that will ban all of these, what they call microtransactions, because kids are running up huge bills and the parents sometimes don't even know. And it's linked to a credit card, and I think it's just preying on young kids, because kids get frustrated if they can't continue to get to the level that they want to get to in the game. And so it's an easy way. It pops up and says, hey, we can get you to the next level if you want to pay for it. And kids are tempted to do that. So it's pretty dangerous.
How do they get the money from their parents? Their parents that oblivious to what's going on with their youngsters? Hello, there's a lesson for you, Mom and Dad. It's 59 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.